This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. As Black History Month concludes today, we have a story about freedmen settlements. These were independent rural communities of African American landowners that formed in the eastern half of Texas in the years after emancipation. Our reporter from Nacogdoches, Winter Chauvin, shares more on this topic.
After emancipation in 1865, freedmen settlements dotted Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, with names such as Little Egypt, Deep Ellum, Weeping Mary, and Mossville. These settlements were often isolated and places where former slaves and their children, sheltered from a white Jim Crow world, would farm, run stores, banks, post offices, schools, and churches. In short, live normal 19th and 20th century lives. One freedmen's settlement still in existence is County Line, an unincorporated community near the East Texas towns of Cushing and Douglas. Around 1870, the three Upshaw brothers, Gus, Jim, and Felix, freed slaves from Tennessee, moved to a wilderness area along the Angelina River bottom on the county line between Nacogdoches and Cherokee counties. The brothers, several years after moving there and improving the land, braved the white courthouse to get formal titles to their lands. Owning land was an essential, at least somewhat, to being free of white domination. I met with Dondo Upshaw, third-generation County Line resident, at the new version of his Uncle Doug's County Line store now located in Douglas. Dondo is the pitmaster there, and you can hear the barbecue pits in the background.
My name is Anthony Upshaw. Anthony Ari Dondo Upshaw, they call me Dondo locally. County Line, I was basically raised there. My family's there. When I was growing up, it was quite a few because there's more families there, you know. But as time went on, we got older. Some of them said, "Well, like the first chance they got out of there." It's not gonna ever be like it was before, where the crops, people were had crops. You could see across the community, see all the different houses and different families outside doing their daily chores and kids. You can hear them. You know, because of the sound of the travel, but now the trees and all have grown. You know, you can't hardly see. You can't see across the community.
Dondo's cousin, Aaliyah Upshaw Alley, is a fourth-generation County Line resident. Aaliyah feels that the history of the freedmen's settlement should not be lost.
It's important for people to know that places like that existed because it's an American story. You know, it's the ideal American story of pulling yourself up and being able to make a better place for your kids and yourself. I think that's great, and I think a lot of people need to know about it.
For more information on the Upshaws and County Line, visit our website at redriverradio.org. This is Winter Chauvin for Red River Radio News.
This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.